Secretary of State Colin Powell plunged back into Middle East diplomacy today at a special session of the World Economic Forum in Jordan, just hours before Israeli forces shot dead Abdullah Kawasmeh, a leader of the militant Palestinian faction Hamas, and hours later Palestinians said Israeli tank fire killed another three militants in Gaza. But in Jordan, Powell and fellow diplomats were looking for ways to salvage the faltering effort to reconcile Israel and the Palestinians. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is traveling with the secretary and filed this report.
Israel says Hamas leader Abdullah Kawasmeh was shot while resisting arrest. Palestinians say he was assassinated. Either way, the incident complicated Powell's efforts to push the peace process forward. He admitted as much in talking to reporters after his meeting with co-sponsors of the peace effort here at a Dead Sea resort in Jordan.
I regret that once again we had an incident that could be an impediment to progress. As I have said previously and in my conversations with the Israeli side, we can understand the situation of, quote, a ticking bomb when there is an immediate threat that has to be dealt with. But anything that is sort of out of that immediate definition has to be looked at in light of the consequences it will have to our ability to move forward.
Powell would not comment on whether Kawasmeh might have been involved in activities that could warrant a preemptive strike by Israel. He said he didn't have enough information. The day before the shooting, Powell was in Jerusalem and Jericho, trying to convince Israel to pull out of Gaza and Bethlehem and transfer authority for security in those areas to the Palestinian Authority. Powell told reporters traveling with him that day that there were signs of progress. Today, he said militant groups devoted to terror must not be allowed to derail the peace effort. The United States, like Israel, is demanding that the Palestinian Authority dismantle the capability of militants to conduct attacks on Israelis. But Palestinian officials say their security apparatus is not strong enough to take on groups such as Hamas. And so far, Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas has failed to convince Hamas to agree to a ceasefire. One of the reasons is that Israel will not forswear targeted assassinations. Despite the very daunting problems, Secretary Powell told today's special session of the World Economic Forum that the United States will remain engaged in the peace process at the highest levels.
Where else can we go? What else will we do? What choice do we have but to move forward now with this roadmap?
Despite the demoralizing impact of the continuing violence by both Israelis and Palestinians, U.S. officials say there are reasons to be encouraged. They point out that Israel has dismantled some settlements and released some Palestinian prisoners. And Powell says that there is a new attitude among Palestinian leaders, a determination, he says, to halt violence and move forward toward the establishment of a Palestinian state. U.S. officials say that if they could achieve the handover of Gaza and Bethlehem to the Palestinians, the peace process would have a chance. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Jordan.